Welcome to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya. Good morning, everyone. It's such a beautiful day outside here in Florida. I'm loving the weather, kind of. The reason why I say that is because it's back hot again. I gotta say that I'm glad that it's not raining yet. Yes, we are going into hurricane season. We are getting prepped. I'm already hearing it on the news and everything, but I'm praying to God that there is no hurricane this year. That's all I can pray for. I mean, I can handle the rain. I can handle the tropical storms. I can handle that. But I do not want a hurricane. Not right now. Not in the pandemic. Not while COVID is still going on. Let's get these vaccines done and over with, people. Let's do this so we can get on with our lives. I'm tired of these masks. I'm pretty sure you guys are too. But please keep your mask on if you can to stay safe. I did get my shot done, even though we still have to wear masks in certain locations, and they are not trying to hear that mess about, oh, you got vaccine. I already got almost into an altercation about it. But I understand. It's just still that they're trying to protect us because, you know, you still can get sick, although you do have the vaccine shot. So I'm hoping you guys have having a great morning so far. I want to tell you that it's nothing like a good hot cup of coffee in the morning to motivate my soul with it. I love my coffee. It makes me feel good all over. And a good old song from my girl Jill Scott in the morning. Oh my God, it gets my day going. And that's my way of motivating myself to get up and get going. Especially her song, I Gotta Get Up. I love that song. It gets me going during the day. I'm pretty sure you have a way to motivate yourself. Whatever way that is, please pass it on to others that may need that, you know. Because people don't know how to motivate themselves. They don't know nothing about self-motivation. And I try to tell a lot of people that I run into, self-motivation is number one. It's a way of showing yourself that you love yourself. Self-love is what we're promoting, and that's what it is. So this episode, you already know what it is, boo. It's about self-motivation. So I'm going to talk to y'all in a sec. Yes, I can write a whole book on self-motivation, okay? Sometimes people ask me, like, sometimes I'm at work and I find myself talking to myself about, you know, just like motivating myself to keep going. Let's go. We got one more day before, you know, the weekend. We got one more day for our day off. You know, stuff like that. That's self-motivation, you know. Or I find myself, you know, pushing myself. Come on. We can do this. We can get through this. We got a couple more to go. Because sometimes you got to realize that when you self-motivate yourself, you don't have to rely and depend on anybody else to motivate you. And that's the way life is. You don't wait on someone to motivate you through whatever it is. Because if you're going to sit there and wait for someone, that's just like that story in the Bible where the guy that was sitting by the pool, the fountain, and he was waiting on somebody to come and help him get into the fountain. And he just waited. And nobody would come. And you know, it was like how they say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, you know, that type of thing. So it's like you have to get up, motivate yourself to do what you got to do. If you got a task that day to do, you got to motivate yourself to get out of bed, to get up, get your cup of coffee, get your Jill Scott on, get your list of things that you're supposed to be doing. And get in that car and go. Even if you got to keep saying to yourself, it's only 2 hours. I'm just going to go and come right back so I can, you know, catch my show. Or I can get back in the bed. Just get up and go. And that's self-motivation. Now, being that I have anxiety and I suffer from depression, I have to motivate myself all the time. Because I'm not going to lie, guys. Sometimes it's a struggle to get out of bed for people. It's a struggle to roll up out of that nice, soft, comfortable bed of yours that's so warm and you so cozy up under them covers. It's hard as heck. And when you motivate yourself to do that and to get up and go, it is like, it's like a prize for me once I get out that door in the car. I'm like, okay, I made it this far. Good for me. And the prize is me getting to where I'm supposed to be going. And once I get there, I say, I'm glad that I came. Because I got something done. I got a task completed. And it makes me feel better. Like I had to go get my license changed, finally. The address on it. I've been living where I've been living for about 2 years. And I got pulled over by the officer one morning. And he seen my driver's license. And he kind of knew I was lying. But I told him, you know, I just moved. Knowing I was lying in my mind. But I shouldn't have did that. But Lord forgive me. I decided I have to go and get this done. So, of course, that's when self-motivation came in. Well, I got my shot that week. The week of the appointment. And yeah, a sister wasn't feeling too well, but I had to motivate myself to get down there because if I get pulled again and going to work that same route, no telling if that same officer will pull me over again, because you know a sister have a heavy foot. What if I get pulled again and he may not be that nice? Now I have a ticket. I got to pay money out of my pocket that I don't have. And that cuts into my little budget that I'm trying to set up, you know, and get right. And, you know, and you know the rest. So, therefore, although I wasn't feeling too well, I motivated myself to get up and going, get to that appointment, get in there and do what I had to do. I mean, the picture didn't come out too nice. So, no, do not ask me to post it. Because it was horrible. But, you know, we have to work through things like that. You know, even if you go to work and you know that you're not feeling too well. I've worked through headaches before. I've worked through a muscle spasm. And do you know what that's like to work through a muscle spasm? It's like hard as hell. But I got through it because I knew that they didn't care if I was hurting or not. So a friend of mine, of course, helped me out because she got the knot out of my back. But it felt really good, by the way. And it relieved the tension, and I went right back to work and kept going through my shift. Made it through, thank God. And I motivated myself through that whole, you know, time period just so I can finish my shift and go home and relax, you know. And the next day, of course, I was off, so I had a chance to recuperate. But the whole point of this motivation is self-motivation is like the best self-love ever. Because when you motivate yourself, it's like rewarding. It's like a celebration of you accomplishing things that you know, you challenge yourself to certain things and you learn about yourself when you motivate yourself. You learn. I learned that day that I could work through a muscle spasm. Okay? I learned that also that I could work through migraines. I mean, you learn a lot of things about yourself. So motivation is awesome. And then when you motivate yourself, you can have like little sayings that you could say in the morning to yourself in the mirror. You know, like, you know, hey, beautiful. Like on TikTok, I saw one girl. She said, before you liked me, I liked me first. That was cute. Because she was saying that to her followers or whatever. And that was really cute, you know. So those kind of things help you get through your day. But not only that, it helps you get through tasks that you need to accomplish and complete. And that's a way of making a change in your life. Because I know a lot of us out there are procrastinators. And procrastinators, we need to make that change. You know, we need to evolve and make things better for ourselves by not procrastinating on different tasks that we need to get done and accomplish. So I think that when you motivate yourself behind that, those things will get taken care of, you know. So let's do that for the 2021 before this year is over, because you see it's going by really fastly. As we see, we're already in going into June because we're out of May almost, you know, in a couple more days. So let's just do that, guys. So, you know, motivate yourself. Find some way to do it. Even if you got to put a song on. Sometimes I put Tupac on. Sometimes I put, you know, DMX. DMX, he motivates me too. Because he has some, you know, some stuff to say. And, man, that stuff is deep. Okay? Deep. You know, even if you got to go to a Bible verse, that's motivation in itself. A lot of Psalms verses are very motivating. They motivate you to move, get up, and do things. A prayer is always motivating. You pray, and it seems like when I pray, my spirit gets in a better mood, in a better place, you know. So prayer does work, okay? So for those who don't believe in prayer, I should start a podcast, a whole podcast on prayer, okay? Because some people don't know how to pray. And it's not to insult anybody. There is a certain way to pray because a lot of people say that they pray and it seems like, oh, things don't get better for them. Okay, well, sometimes you have to be patient. Sometimes, like they say, he may not be there when you want him to be, but he's right on time. So I'm gonna look into that. I'm starting me a podcast on prayer. Okay, so I'm gonna motivate myself to do that. Okay, so I would love. I thank God for you guys for coming to listen in on this, and I'm hoping that this touched somebody out there on motivating themselves today. Even if you're at work right now listening to this, or you're in the bed still, get up out the bed, motivate yourself to roll over, fix that cup of coffee if you drink coffee. If not, you drink orange juice, soda, whatever it is that you do. Except for that, you know, no alcohol, no smoking, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, you know, do what you do, because if that motivates you to get going, you got to do what you got to do. So yeah, for this topic here, motivate yourself. You know, that's self-love. That's what it's all about. You know, that's what I'm promoting. And that's what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. That's where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to love on yourself first. And it doesn't take anybody else to do it. Because I feel like, you know, the true love is from you. Because you can make yourself happy. You know what makes you happy. Remember that. So treat others the way you want to be treated and stay safe and stay healthy. All right. And change is always good. Change is always good, especially when it's good change. All right. So until next time, I will talk to you guys. You know where I'm at. You know how to reach me. If you don't, you know where to go. FloridaGirlFM.com. All right. Stay blessed. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.